So I haven't done a ramble in a while, and I don't even know if I'll share this, so we'll see. I've made a cup of tea. It is beside me. I'm coming up on 2 years of posting, which is kind of crazy because I never thought I'd be around this long. And I've learned a lot, and I've learned a lot about what I will put up with and the good and bad sides of posting and the obvious mistreatment of women that I've dealt with my whole life. And sometimes it's just more magnified on the internet because of the anonymity aspect. And I guess that's a downside to porn. It's that people don't really see you as a human beyond this. Especially if you're a female, you're just thought to be this catalyst for male pleasure, and you don't have your own feelings and opinions and thoughts on the matter, and what you want and desire doesn't matter. Just want to say that I try and show another side of that. And I'm always thrilled when someone writes me and tells me that what I'm doing has helped them change their opinion about women. Because I want that. If you're a young male, I want you to grow up valuing women, because if you don't, you're never really going to be in a sexually fulfilling or loving relationship. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. And I see people developing and learning what they like and their sexuality being around as long as I have now. And it makes me really happy. When you decide to join the community and post, it's important that you're doing this for your own sexuality. The people who do this for upvotes mainly, and you can think whatever you want about me, that's fine, but people who have posting schedules tend to burn out. And people who do this to try and get the most amount of comments usually burn out. And it just makes more sense to post when you're excited, post when you want to. Don't listen to people if they say you post too little or too much. This is about you and what makes you happy. There might be an audio of yours that gets no comments. There are too many factors to determine basically why that happened. It doesn't mean that you're a shitty performer or that your voice sucks or that no one likes you. Maybe you posted another audio within the same day and no one's had a chance to see it or listen to it. It could depend on the time of day, the holiday, who's online, what the tags are, what their kinks are, what they want to listen to. And those things change. They ebb and they flow. There's never going to be the same people around. You could post an audio today that could do really well. You could post that same audio 3 days from now at a different time and no one will see it. That's just how it works here. In regards to harassment and abuse, I still hold my stance on that. I don't expect you to love everything that I do, but I do expect you to be respectful to me. I'm not doing this professionally. I'm not doing this for money. And even if I were, I wouldn't tolerate abuse either. The women and men who contribute audios are doing it because one, they enjoy it in some way, and two, shame on you for trying to take that from them. If you listen to something and like it, you should comment. Period. I do. When I comment on anything, it's because I listened to it and enjoyed it. I've been told before that people don't comment on my audios even though they listen because it's me and they don't think that they have to. I don't know what that means. But there are other performers that feel like I do and that they really appreciate your comments. It is a motivator when you hear nice things that people are enjoying what you do. And maybe you're shy. You can always send a PM. Even if someone doesn't reply, that doesn't mean that they don't read it and like what you have to say. There's also a difference in being creepy and being nice and telling someone you enjoy what they did, even if there's some sort of sexual connotation, doesn't mean they're going to think you're creepy. If you're being creepy, there's a difference. also, and I'm only speaking as a woman here, I think that if you're choosing to interact with someone via personal message, you should be aware that that person, if they're a female performer, most likely are looking out for red flags. And if they get a bad feeling about you, they might not want to talk to you at all. Or again, speaking from my own personal experience, I've dealt with so much abuse on Reddit that I rarely give people chances anymore. That's why I'm very brief and try to be tactful in what I say, because I've dealt with some really awful abuse, usually hidden in PM form. And it's hard to trust new people. That said, I have some really fantastic friends that I've made, male and female, that I've grown really close to, that I have known for a long time. And those people are like really close to me and then become good friends. And you know why? Because they never made me feel like shit. They've always supported me and they've shown me that I can trust them. My inbox sometimes gets to the point where I need to take a break from it. And I simply can't write everyone back. I used to do that in the beginning and I got such anxiety over it. I do read everything though. But keeping up with it and answering everybody back is not possible. Not for my own health and sanity. Comments too. I try and keep up with them. If it's a new post, especially in audio, I'll try and write everybody back. But this is a hobby, and I remember Bad Girl UK. I think I heard that when she left, it was part of it was the amount of time it took her to get through her PMs and comments and stuff. It was almost like it felt like a job. And I don't want it to ever feel like that, because I don't want to not enjoy this. So I'm sorry if I've never responded back to something you sent me and you're wondering why. It's just, it can be a lot sometimes, but I do appreciate your comments and PMs. I acted since I was young. I was a dancer, and then I acted a bit when I wasn't dancing. And then when I quit dancing, I did theater. Never professionally, just, you know, in school and on my own. And I loved it. And finding this place let me have fun with that again. You don't have to go to dress rehearsals. You don't have to give up all your free time to do it. It's a really fun hobby. And I like to be challenged. And I'm also a perv, so it didn't hurt that this is like a sexy place that I could come and enjoy things and contribute myself. And I think that's why I've stuck around so long, despite everything else. It's just that I have made friends, and I do enjoy the good, nice people. I mean, there are some that I'm not really even close to that I admire a lot, and whose audios I'll try and always comment on because they've been kind to me. And that goes hand in hand, you know, if you're new starting out of this, or if you've been established for a while, it really speaks a lot to listening and commenting to stuff on your own and getting to know people, even if it's just through comments. It means a lot, and you can build a rapport with certain people. And that doesn't mean it has to turn sexual or go any further than that. But having that sort of communication within the community helps make it better. What else? I don't know. I thought I'd speak to some things I've dealt with, but I don't know if I really want to put all of that out here, because I feel like I've done that before. And I don't want to invite any further abuse in. But I think it's best if you are PMing with me to be clear with my rules and what sort of things I do and don't like within my my messages. There was someone I was chatting with, and I told them that their sexual overtones to everything made me uncomfortable, and then they apologized and then did it again. And guess what? That didn't go over so well with me, and we don't speak anymore. So it's about being respectful of boundaries and being mindful of the other person you're interacting with. I can be flirtatious in my comments. I know that. That's how I am by nature. But people are complex individuals, and they don't always want the same thing all the time. Everybody who records isn't horny 24/7. We're people, we're human, no matter how you view us or if you just come here to fap. You know, I have good days and bad days, and some days I'm happy, and some days I just want to be chill and mellow and go for walks and hang out with my pets and see friends and listen to music and go explore my city. I come back here for whatever reason, because I'm still enjoying it. So regardless of someone telling me how shitty my voice is, or that my singing isn't perfect, or that they feel entitled to a part of me and my sexuality, that isn't going to stop me from doing this. It's just going to make me be a bit more cautious in how I interact and how involved I am. And I think that other people have been through similar things, and I've seen it from, especially from women who've been around longer than me. Those some who have created multiple accounts and in speaking to them privately. I don't think that my time here on Reddit's been typical. I mean, maybe it has, but I've been told it's not. So I have to see it from someone else's perspective, and I deal with that the best I can. But, you know, even if you and I aren't friends, if you are the type of person who says nice things and we interact in my comments, I notice you and I know who you are. So I hope that's some sort of a comfort. I don't want to name any names because there are so many of you. And I really do appreciate it. I do. It's so nice and refreshing, especially when some hateful stuff rolls in. And it fluctuates, but, you know, people can be assholes. So when you're not one, it's nice. Anyway, now I'm rambling, but here you go. Another ramble. I hope some of this has been helpful. I'm going to take a sip of my tea. And maybe I'll share this, but happy weekend. I have plans with a friend later I'm really excited about, so maybe I'll start getting ready to go hang out. Have a good day. Bye.